Hola, hola, it is Fabi here, and I want to tell you something that I did just last week that taught me more about where this market is heading than anything else has in years. Basically, long story short, I sold 10 spots in a brand new offer without a webinar, without a sales call, or without a sales funnel, fancy funnel bulk. Just a few emails and a Google Doc with a checkout link at the bottom. That was the entire thing. Now, I could tell you that this is a story about how great my offer was or how warm my audience is, but the reality is that that's not the real story here. The real story is what those 10 people were actually buying and why it wasn't the thing that I'd spent the last decade selling in my own business right now. Because here's what stopped me cold when I looked at all of it and I analyzed what happened. Not one of those people were buying information. They already had information. What they paid for was something that the market has quietly started to crave, and almost nobody in my space is naming that thing out loud in this very moment. And if your message is still selling the old thing, you're about to feel the shift whether you understand it right now or not. Now, if you are an established expert, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you have a professional service that you are offering, and you're very likely over 40, this shift is either your biggest threat this year or the biggest opening for you right now. It depends entirely on whether you see it coming, because you've built your business on knowing things, deep things. You've got years of hard-won expertise, and for most of your career, that knowledge was literally the product. People paid you to teach them what you knew, and that model worked really well, right? Right up until knowledge became infinite and free. Here's the trap that most of you are at risk at right now because you're so good. The more that you know, the more that you instinctively sell that knowing, you build a course, you design this curriculum, you package the framework to teach, and you may be packaging up the exact thing that the market is quietly walking away from. You see, for maybe 20 years, the bottleneck for your buyer was information. They didn't know what to do. So the person who knew what to do got paid. That bottleneck is gone because your buyer can get more strategy in an afternoon of scrolling than they could execute in a decade, or actually an afternoon of typing into Claude or ChatGPT. So that bottleneck moved, and it moved somewhere where most experts haven't followed it yet. And your message right now is almost certainly still sitting at that old bottleneck, selling relief from a problem that your buyer no longer has. So let me show you where it went instead. So let's start with actually what's actually changed, because it's bigger than just a trend. There was a time when information was genuinely scarce. If you wanted to know how to market a business or how to lead a team or how to write well, you had to find the person who knew and pay them to tell you, right? That was it. Knowing was ultimately the very valuable thing that people ultimately were buying. And then internet made information abundant, but then it made it overwhelming. And now AI has made it infinite and instant and free. So sit in your buyer's chair for just a second. They are not short on information. They're drowning on it. They have 17 unwatched courses, 40 saved posts, 3 programs that they bought and never finished. They know what to do. They can recite it back to you. What they've run out of is not knowledge. It's the time, the team, and the capacity to actually do all of it or any of it. That's the new scarcity. And scarcity is always where the money is going to be at. So think about what happened to directions. There was a time that you would pay for a map, or like me, you would download MapQuest and print it and have it on your car. So knowing the route had value. You'd thank the person who could tell you how to get to the place that you were going to. Now everybody has Waze or Google Maps or a GPS in their pocket. The route is free. It's instant, it's perfect for anywhere on earth. Nobody pays for directions anymore. That knowledge became worthless the moment it became infinite. But here's the thing that a GPS can't do. It can't drive the car, not yet at least. You still have to get in it. You still have to make the turns. You have to sit in traffic. You have to do that 3-hour drive. Knowing the way and actually arriving are two very completely different things, and the gap between them didn't really shrink at all. If anything, it got more frustrating because now you can see exactly where you need to go, and you can see, you know, you're not there yet or you're running late. Most experts are still selling maps in a world where everybody already has a GPS. So the value moved to driving. So where does this get practical? Let's talk about that, because there's actually two very completely different buyers that are walking around your market right now, and they can look identical from the outside. So on one end, we have the buyer who wants education. Teach me how. Show me the framework. I want to learn how to do this myself. This is a real buyer. This is a good buyer. And then there's a buyer who wants execution. I already know how. I know what I need to be doing. I don't have the time or the team or the capacity to do it. So do it with me or do it for me. These two people have the same problem on paper, but what they want to buy ultimately is almost like the opposite thing. And the mistake that I see very constantly with experts is that they're selling education to a buyer who's begging for execution. They're offering another course to somebody who has finished 9 of them and unfinished 20 of them, and they're losing the sale. And they never understand why, because the person clearly needed what they teach. They needed it. They just didn't want it to be another thing that is on their list that they have to do. So let me come back to my own 10 spots and that Google Doc, because now that you can see what actually happened, it's gonna make more sense. I didn't need a webinar. Ultimately, a webinar at its core is a teaching mechanism. That's what we're doing. We're pre-selling, we're building need, we're building demand. You educate people towards a decision. You're warming them up by showing them you know things. But my buyers didn't need to be taught anything. They didn't need convincing that the strategy works. They knew that. They've heard the strategy from me for years, probably. They were already standing at the execution bottleneck, frustrated and holding a credit card in their hand. So all that I had to do was do one thing, which is name that I would do it, not teach it. A document that said that in effect. Here's the thing, we built it for you. Here's the link, that's it. And the people who were sitting at that bottleneck ended up moving instantly. There was nothing for us left to ultimately explain. The only thing they'd been waiting for me was for somebody to put out an offer to do it for them like this. The speed wasn't a marketing trick. The speed was the market telling me the truth of what they wanted. When you finally offer people the thing that they actually want, you don't have to convince them. You just have to make it available. Now, before I get into the point of this, the part that isn't about business models at all, it's about your message. If this is landing, can you hit subscribe and turn on your notifications? Because every week I break down exactly how established experts read where the market is actually moving and position themselves ahead of it instead of behind it. This is the stuff that nobody's saying out loud yet, and you don't want to miss what's coming up next. So subscribe, tap the bell, and let's get into the part that actually matters for you right now the most. So here's what I need to turn this, because if you walk away thinking, okay, well, the lesson here is I should just launch a done-for-you offer, you kind of miss the big point behind it, because this is not really about the offer. It's about the message, like always, because here's what most experts will do with everything I just said. They'll bolt a done-for-you package into the same old message that still sounds like teaching. You're still communicating the same thing, and it will not work, because the buyer can't tell from your message which kind of expert you ultimately are. The question isn't whether your offer execution or not. The question is whether your message is attracting the buyer who wants execution or the buyer who wants education. Because your message is doing that sorting whether you designed it to do it or not. If everything you say sounds like, learn this from me, you're gonna keep attracting people who want to learn, and you will keep repelling the exhausted, ready to pay execution buyer who doesn't want one more thing to learn, they want things done. For me, I really believe and I see that the market stopped just buying information because information stopped being scarce. What people are starving for right now is execution. And the experts who win aren't the ones who teach the best. They're the ones whose message are speaking to the buyer who's done learning and finally are ready to have it done for them. So the real question ultimately that I want you to sit with right now, when somebody reads your message, does it sound like a classroom or does it sound like an answer to somebody who's already done with learning at this point? Because I believe that most experts genuinely can't even tell, because you're proud of what you know, you're proud of what you built, and that pride leaks into every line, and you have no way of hearing that whole message quietly that's saying, let me teach you, to a market that's begging you to do the thing for them, to execute. So that's exactly what I do on my brand message assessment call. This is a 15-minute assessment call with me directly, and what I will do is I'm gonna take a look at your actual message and your offer, and I'm going to show you whether your message is attracting educational buyers or execution buyers right now, where you're selling the map when the market is paying for driving right now, and what to shift so that the buyer who's ready to have it done actually recognizes you as the ultimate answer. Go to brandmessagesession.com, or you can find the link under the description under this episode right below. And I want to hear in the comments, is your message selling the map or the driving? And which buyer is it that's actually pulling in right now? Who are the people that you're bringing in right now? Make sure that you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube, and you follow me everywhere at Fabi Paolini, and I will see you next week. Bye.